everybody. This is Packard Pokes at the staff meeting. This is episode 399. Yes, 399. That's a lot of episodes. I'm going to try to reach Connie now. Connie, you can actually, I did reach Connie. I had to.
We're pretending. I actually just have a tin can, and there's a string going between our houses. It was a lot to set this up.
Yeah,
I tell you.
From here to Washington, that's a long tin can.
Actually, it's low tech. Yeah,
it's very low tech. And we're gonna try. I'm gonna try to reach Tom here in a moment because my Skype window is being a total ass. There we go. Ugh. I had to restart my computer right before the show, and every time I do anything for the first 20 minutes, it's like fighting a goddamn cat. You don't know where the claws are coming from. So,
well, here's a big hint. It's the end of their paws.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. They swing them so fast.
Hello.
Hello, there you are, Tom.
So, you got anything working?
Yeah, everything's working now. Here's the problem. Before I get the show started, I swap out my audio input that's going back into the computer for the audio output for the what's going from the computer out, so it goes into the board, it goes back into the computer. And as soon as I pull the cord and I pop in the other one, there's a loose USB or something here. I don't know what the hell it is, but it kills my mouse every time, and I can't move it. And usually it comes back within a couple minutes, and this time it didn't, and I had to restart the whole computer to bring it back, and that's a big pain in the ass. So, anyway, you didn't get to hear this, but this is the 399th episode. So
I heard it. Yeah, I was on Facebook.
Oh, good.
Waiting for you to call.
Yeah. It's... this is a big pain. Anyway, we're going to be doing, I said at the end of last week's show that we're going to have a short show, but we realized after the show was ended that, hey, this is 398 and we need to have a 400 show. And I thought, well, a short show for 400 is kind of lame. So it's not spicy enough. And then the week after, because it's going to be the holiday weekend, I believe that's the holiday weekend for that week. So we're going to be taking off for the last week of the month. So that'll be whatever the Friday is for next
the
week.
25th?
Yeah, is that the 25th? Yeah, we'll be taking the 25th off for the day after Thanksgiving. Unless someone gets a wild hair up their ass and say, Packard, put on a show. And then it's like, oh, fine. I might do that. Actually, I'll probably be working, so I probably won't be able to do it anyway. So
I will be with family in Baltimore.
Yeah, you're gonna be gone, and Connie's going to be dealing with family, and I'm going to be dealing with my daughter being here or something. I don't know.
Well, if you set up the show on Friday, you know, get out the pole, do a dance.
Yeah, I'll dance around something. I'll make a video and I'll dance. I have someone just hold the camera and I'll just dance or something.
Do Black Friday interviews. Go on, be a man on the street.
Yeah, I'd like to do that, but I do have to work on Friday. So, yeah, the Black Friday thing, I will be back long after Black Friday. Early shopping is done with. I haven't been to a Black Friday event since I was actually working in a store that had a Black Friday event.
Yeah, me too. I haven't done Black Friday since I worked retail.
Yeah, exactly. And I, because of my job, I can't go to a Black Friday because it's always on the same fucking day. Why can't they have a fucking Black Friday?
Why can't
on a day I don't
Saturday.
Have to fucking work? Right. It should be a Black Friday. Should be on a Saturday. No, I actually have to work Saturday too, so that wouldn't fucking help me either. So. They should do it on the day of Thanksgiving. Just in the, you know, it's a first, it's like 4 hour.
Well,
it's a first.
A lot of them do. I mean, they you know, there are stores that open up at like 6 o'clock on Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah, not here in Wisconsin. I've never seen it here in Wisconsin anyway. So, but anyway, we're going to be looking for a topic to talk about. We've come up with a few ideas. I told Connie one. I came up with this one, a title. I don't know if it's going to be what we're going to talk about, but it's an interesting title. I call it Trumpocalypse. Will we survive? So I came up with titles. I don't know if we're going to talk about Trump or not, but we could talk about the failures of Trump, you know, or we could, since he is going to be our next president.
I am trying to keep
your lunch down?
Yeah, well, that too. I'm trying to delude myself into believing that as a non-politician, he might actually do some good. I'm trying to convince myself that. Much as I try to convince myself God was real for many decades and failed at doing that.
It's all that magical thinking training we've had. We tried. It's like, you know, with all this poop, there must be a pony in there somewhere, right?
This giant turd. There's got to be.
There better be a diamond somewhere in that turd.
Politicians have just fucked up the system so bad that we are so disgruntled with politics in general that we voted in Trump.
Yeah.
That's how bad politics has gotten.
Yeah.
That Trump was an alternative.
Yeah. That's
we've had an obstructionist Congress for over six years. They've been able to actually obstruct Obama for 6 years.
Got in, they were getting in his way.
Well, I want to say the Democrats, we had Democrats controlling one of the houses, but they were trying to bend over backwards to reach across the aisle. So yeah, I guess you could say safely it was 8 years of it, but yeah, we're just all sick of it. You know, how many times is it a crisis? The government's not going to be funded or something like that. You know, we've been held hostage for quite a while now. And our jadedness has given us Trump, I guess. I don't know.
That's the only excuse I can give us, because I can't believe there are that many misogynistic, racial profiling assholes in this country that would have voted him in. But I mean, there's quite a few. But I think the majority of people who voted for Trump were just people who were just sick and tired of politics.
You know, that's the funny. You know, that's the funny thing. You know, that's the funny thing is that these people were duped, because they were like saying, "Hey, we're tired of politicians." Well, guess what? Trump surrounded himself with politicians.
Yeah. I don't even know that they were duped. I think they were just so desperate and disillusioned that they just didn't care anymore. I mean, they've been bottle-fed reality TV for so long, they don't know what reality is anymore.
That's a possibility too.
I'm sorry, Packard.
I was just gonna say that you're probably right that they just haven't. They've been fed this line of bullshit. Reality TV, it's real, but it's not real, you know. And then they get a reality TV show host. You know, this is not much different than fucking Reagan. He was like, oh, he was in the movie, so he doesn't have to know politics. He could just pretend he does by acting his way through it.
But at least he was a governor for, for 4 years or 8 years. But yeah, he was in politics.
He was the president of the Actors Guild, which I know that's not exactly the same thing, but at least there's some dealing with, you know,
tons of politics,
negotiation, right? Negotiation and whatnot. It's I actually think that in general, talking about Trump would give us an hour easily, especially depending on who we're banding about to try and get to be on with us.
Yeah,
I've seen their Facebook posts, and they have a lot to say.
Absolutely. I'm. That's why I was saying we should probably try to get a few people on. It is going to be our 400th show. I mean, if nothing else, we could always try to get some of the people who've been on the show with us too. I mean, at least somebody from the past, if at all possible.
Right.
You wanted a co-host that you've had before, but how about some just.
That's a possibility too. I'm not leaving that.
I know lots of people.
Starting next year, we had discussed this. That starting next year, for people who are going to be on our OK Let's Talk are going to be people who have not been interviewed previously. Because generally we've had the policy of they have to be interviewed, they have to go through the process. You know, this way we get to know them, get to know, you know, what kind of person they are, because to throw them
well,
in the mix.
Well, to know how they join into a conversation,
yeah,
and
exactly.
whatnot. It helps a lot. It has really been, that's been a good point to have,
yeah.
I think, in the past. But
I think we've grown a little bit now since then, and we mm-hmm. I think we can always pick. We've learned to pick up the slack where there's someone who doesn't conversate very well.
Converse, well, yeah.
I mean, conversate, yeah. Converse.
If we're going politics, one person I would like to invite on is Steve Hill, who's a comedian
who?
In California, but he was running for the Senate and not Senate.
I'm sorry, Tom, your audio cut out. Who you said?
Steve Hill.
Steve Hill. Okay.
He's a comedian, but he was running for I wasn't Senate, but he was running for some position in California.
Oh, okay. Oh, in a state position.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't even think he even knows us, to be honest.
But he knows me.
Oh, he does. Wow, that helps. Hey, you want to be on a show with somebody else that you don't know? Okay. That goes over really well.
I'm looking up Steve Hill, and it says that he's an evangelist.
Oh, that would be great.
Steve Hill for State Senate.
Steve Hill, evangelist on an atheist show. I could just see how this is going to degrade really fast. Why are you an atheist? Why don't you believe there's a God? Yeah, this is not the topic. We're talking about how Trump is fondling babies. Well, that's not what he's doing.
Hey, don't you know that? Well, I guess that'd be some fireworks for the 400th show.
It certainly would. But that.
Oh, was he Satanic Temple?
Is he Satanic Temple? Is that the guy that was?
Was he a Satanist?
Well, he's not. He's.
Well, okay, no, but I remember talking about him.
Wait, is this the guy? Wait a minute, is this the comedian that was running for office somewhere out in California?
Yes, in California.
All right, we talked about him then. If that's the guy that was running, he says he's
black
Satanist
guy.
And everything.
That's
yeah,
the guy I'm talking about.
Okay.
Black guy. Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah. Then we won't be peppered with questions like, "Why don't you believe in God?" Because that's annoying as fuck. Because I don't want to sit there.
I interviewed him for my show, No Old White Guys.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Well, yeah. Try to reach out to him. See if he's busy this Friday.
Well, I'm already talking to him, so.
Okay. No guarantees. Steve Hill, right? Steve Hill.
Yes.
No. No guarantees on his part.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. No guarantees. Tell him I need a Skype. Tell him I need his Skype name and I need a picture.
Reminds me, picture. I want to make sure.
Oh, speaking
Chris knew. Chris knew that the 400th show was this week, so.
Okay, good.
I know he'd been trying to work on something.
Okay, good. Speaking of pictures, I am glad that you were able to get back inside your Facebook account.
Mm.
What?
Thank you. What happened was, I was burning the candle at both ends that week. I was running Chris. I had to drive Chris to work, and I had to drive my daughter around and blah, 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 just a whole bunch of stuff. And just a half hour before we started the show, I was sitting there. I go, I would really like to be able to just send pictures to Facebook from my phone. And I realized, well, I think I need to add my phone to Facebook. So I went ahead and I clicked on that. And all of a sudden Facebook said, what's your password? And I was like,
blank.
I typed in and said, no, that's not your password. You changed it in February. I'm going, oh, crap. And so it just became progressively worse. I wasn't able to recover things at different email addresses. And
oops.
I was actually about a half hour before the show went on, I was crying to my husband. I said, I'm locked off my Facebook. Anyway, so I just ruminated about that over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And Sunday morning, I was thinking about it a little bit harder. And I went, you know what? I think I know what the password might be, because there's a couple older ones that I had. Sure enough, it was the second one I tried. So I was so relieved, but I was too.
Kitty is
out.
Not dead is the password, by the way, everybody.
The answer is 42. So thank you for asking.
I'm going to tell you what mine is right now. It's 1, two.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Three.
Mm-hmm.
And the last one, four.
Wow. I would never guess that.
My password is password. I don't need no sneaking password.
See, that's the same password I use for my luggage.
Oh,
my daughter was trying to get into my, I got a suitcase lock, and my daughter was trying to get into it, and she asked me what the code was. I said, my wife, your mother's birthday. She goes, I don't know my mother's birthday. She never told me.
Oh, okay.
How do you not know your mother's birthday?
I had a hard time remembering my mother's birthday, to be honest. And I've never remember birthdays or anything like that. That's why I have a computer. To remember that shit for me is like, hey, it's somebody's birthday. Oh, okay. Happy birthday, so-and-so. Thanks.
I know the day, but I don't know what year from my mom and dad. Of course, my dad, he passed away a few years ago. But
well, you don't have to worry about throwing a birthday card.
I have to look it up. Yeah.
Then you won't have to worry about throwing a birthday card.
I was laughing at the indignation she had that I expected her to know her mother's birthday.
I have to remember people's birthdays?
And then she was like playing like she didn't remember her birthday.
I actually had that happen once. I came home one day I was out playing or something. I was like 12 or 13 years old, and I was out playing. I came back home. She goes, "Happy birthday!" He's like, "Today's my birthday." Yeah. Oh, yeah, it is my birthday. Oh, well, I completely forgot.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just sorry. That was it. I just said I completely forgot. Yeah.
I spent an entire year thinking that I was 32 and I was only 31.
Oh, geez.
So I forget how old people are. I really don't care how old people are. That's not really interesting to me. I like celebrating people's birthdays, but
it just came to me something we could talk about for Friday.
Sure.
Absolutely nothing. And I mean, no specific title, topic.
You mean a Seinfeld show?
No, yeah, like a Seinfeld show. Oh. Just no specific topic. Just sit here and bullshit for an hour, because we usually have a topic that we pick a topic, and since it's our 400th show, I could find a couple of clips and I could play some. I could go through and I could play a couple of a clip from one of our. Most popular shows. Let me take a quick here.
The All BS show. Oh, what, how is it that, that would be interesting, because Seinfeld, I've only watched like three episodes. I didn't watch it a lot, but I know
a show about nothing.
Yeah, it was a show about nothing.
But how did they phrase their show titles? Because I know on Friends, it's the one with, blank. What was that?
He always started out with a routine. He was talking about something from his routine, and then it would just kind of, he would build a storyline around that.
Yeah, but that was only like the first few years.
Yeah,
I think he eventually stopped doing that. But that's how the show started. Was he? They'd show like a snippet of his stand up routine, and
yeah,
and that would like kind of tie into the rest of the show.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I guess you. Here, let me look here. Oh, come on. Sorry, I'm on Wiki. That's weird, because I'm just trying to figure out how the betrayal, the boyfriend. Oh, the something. Okay, that was how he titled his episodes, just with the something or other.
Yeah.
Okay. I loved the one where they went to this super mall, and they couldn't find their car, and they were in the.
Oh,
in
yeah.
The mall. that was a really good episode.
I like the soup Nazi.
Pirate. I don't want to be a pirate. Yep. So it's this the BS show.
The BS show.
The No Topic Show.
The No Topic Show. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to find a video. It says my top 10 videos, but I think this is a top 10 just from the last month, between October 18th and November 14th here. Let's see here. All right. That's I have two videos that I actually have three videos that are in the thousands range. One's in the 4,000 range. Our top video has over 4,000. Guess, please guess.
Haunted house.
Yes, the haunted house. And our second most popular is the logical fallacies, the ad hominem, and the anecdotal fallacy. Those both have over 1,000 views.
And anecdotal?
Yeah. Okay. Logical fallacies, anecdotal.
So that's when that's like
those are the three top videos. Everything else has just under 1,000. Another one is the Bible contradictions. How many blind men did Jesus meet heal on the road to from Jericho? That has 983 views so far.
Uh-huh.
And the one below that one is from 2013, and that was with Steve Shives as a guest.
Oh.
And then there's the middle ground fallacy, and then the creationist cat video has 768 views. And then there's
I reached out to them too.
Yeah, he said he wants to be on with us again, but he's like always super busy and everything. So nailing him down,
it's like hurting a cat. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Actually, I was thinking that because it's the holidays and everything, probably after the first of the year, we should be able to have maybe arrange for him to be on again.
Yeah, I'd like to arrange to have him be on again for us. So
David Fitzgerald too.
Who?
David Fitzgerald.
Oh yeah.
I asked him too.
Okay.
He said definitely like next month because he's working on a book that he's trying to wrap
up. Oh, so December?
Yeah, okay. See, that's going to be difficult because next month I'm going to be incredibly busy. And if we do another Okay, Let's Talk, maybe we'll get him on for that.
Oh, that's right after, in December, it's going to be all short shows.
Yeah, after this one, it's going to be all short shows.
Are we foregoing having a Let's Talk next month then?
No.
Which is...
No. We can still do an Okay, Let's Talk. Here's the situation.
Okay. All right.
Here's the situation because it takes so much time to edit the whole show, and especially if we go well over an hour. I mean, it took me about 7 hours to edit the almost 2-hour video that we did from last week. So...
Okay.
But I mean, I'm thinking, we could just do, just throw something in there for this one. I mean, we could just do the no topic show. And we could just kind of talk about, we could talk about the fact is that we did this, this other show here.
Okay.
And it's literally just a 6-minute show. For the duration of that one, where we talked about the Ghost Adventure show, how it got all this video, this many plays. I can't believe it had 4,000 views.
Keep saying we need to revisit all of that.
Yeah, we should definitely revisit that. We should definitely revisit that. And if I didn't know better, I'd say, hey, we should just find this show and just fucking start ripping the shit out of it every fucking week.
It's I know I'm not the only person.
What's that, Tom?
Sounds very violent.
I know that I'm not the only person who, once I left Christianity, I didn't give up, I guess you'd say, magical thinking. I went to, looked into a lot of New Age stuff. Just in general, New Age and pagan and Wiccan and so.
See, I was like that, but I didn't leave Christianity. I never got into it. I tried literally for decades. I tried to all these people believe this shit, that there's got to be something there. And I just finally got put there's nothing there. I give up.
I was kind of in it myself, but I was still. I was still seen as the outsider, as it were, and I kind of was kind of an outsider as it was anyway, so I couldn't bring myself into it fully anyway, so.
Yeah, as I look back, I realized all the times in Christianity, growing up and as an adult, those struggles I was having was me bumping up against that Visqueen wall, and just wanting to question it more. And that's what I loved about our guest last week. You know, him saying that the more questions he had and the more he looked into apologetics, the more it pushed him. It just kind of, you know, that whole thing, it just, yeah, you go, yeah. Questions aren't welcome in a lot of churches. They just aren't. Mm-hmm. Not really. All right. Well, how do we, so we just bring whatever we want to the table. It's sure. Like potluck. It's a
sure.
Potluck.
The potluck show.
Hey, well, yeah. Thanksgiving. Potluck Thanksgiving show.
There we go. Potluck Thanksgiving. The 400 turkey show.
See how much you turkeys. Can stuff into it.
Or there we go. Or let's since we're talking about turkeys, we can talk about the worst shows we've ever done. We have bad shows.
We will not name names, Packard. I know what one you're thinking of.
No, I don't actually. Which one do you think I'm thinking of? Which video do you think I'm thinking of?
Sheber.
Oh yeah, no, Sheber. That Sheber. One. Yeah, Justin Sheber.
Ooh, what?
Never mind. That's the name.
See, that's why I said we can't talk about it.
Yeah, That's the name I told you. That's the name I told you about, Tom. So, anyway, that was a turkey show. That was quite the turkey show. We'll discuss that off air.
Mm-hmm.
We'll discuss that off air. But I'm actually looking.
I don't want that to be on air. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll discuss that off air. But I'm looking through. I'm looking through the number of views for each of the shows we've done, and we have a lot of shows. We have over 800 shows in the can, almost 900. And I'm trying to look through and see which one of these have the lowest views, and then we'll just say, hey, these must be the turkey shows because no one has watched them, or they're the lowest watched videos on the thing here. Of course, these are. Some of these are pretty recent, 2015, 2016.
Who do you think is the biggest name that you've gotten on your show?
The biggest name? Creation's Cat's one of the biggest names, I think.
Yes. At the time, Bob Smirfak was too.
Yeah, Bob Smirfak. Oh, we love
he
Bob.
He doesn't make interviews. Yeah, Steve Shives.
Yeah.
I think we should try to get Lawrence Krauss.
Lawrence Krauss?
Can you get Lawrence Krauss?
No.
No?
No, he's a Republican.
Oh, jeez. That would be very exciting. I don't go to conferences and things, so I've never had the chance to meet him.
He's a Republican.
He's a Republican.
He's not like Robert Price, who's like outwardly supporting Trump.
Yeah, well, I heard some stuff from him, and he was...
So he's a nice guy, though.
I don't think he would do our show. I don't think he would do our show.
Who, Price or Krauss?
Krauss.
No, he's a busy guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who was the other guy you mentioned there, Tom?
Huh? Robert Price?
Who's Robert Price?
He is a mythicist about Jesus.
Oh, okay.
Bart Ehrman is?
Bart Ehrman, yeah. I've heard of Bart Ehrman.
The name's familiar, yes.
Yeah, I've heard of Bart Ehrman.
Bart Ehrman is...
He believes Jesus is real,
he's
though.
He's not a mythicist, but he writes that Jesus was a real person, but he was not, you know, he was not the biblical. He was just a guy.
Right.
And Robert Price's Jesus probably did not exist.
Yeah.
He's kind of like David Fitzgerald.
Right.
But he's more scholarly, where David is more humor, you know, he's more mm-hmm. like... I don't want to say less scholarly, but less scholarly.
Mm. Yeah.
he looks more to the lighter side of the fact that, you know, Jesus probably was not even a real person.
Yeah.
Is Bart Ehrman a professor, though? I mean, he's...
Yeah.
Okay, that makes a difference, I think. If that's his forte, if that's what
yeah.
he... Yeah. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with saying that. It's...
But, I have connections. I actually have connections with a lot of people, though. So.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah.
And especially, I mean, even people who, granted, you can find videos of some of these people you're mentioning on YouTube, but to find somebody who we actually just have to read their websites or their books, that'd be exciting.
Have you ever had any musicians on? Like Shelly Siegel? Or, Graydon Square is another. He'd be good on the show.
Shelly Siegel, wow. Is she from Australia?
Hey, you want to hear something funny?
Where is she from? I think she's from England.
You want to hear? You want to hear?
She's from somewhere else.
You guys want to hear?
What's funny?
Okay, our 300 show was our 300 pound turkey award show. I think that was also on.
Oh, wow. Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. It's practically tradition.
It's another tradition. Another turkey show. I think that was just the audio from that show. So
now I'm thinking about WKRP in Cincinnati.
Oh yeah!
I swear, yes. As God is my witness, I swear turkeys can fly.
Why?
I love having that rapport where you can just tell the title of a show and everybody laughs because they all know.
Yes. Oh, God. That's fun. That is so fun. Oh.
I should have known. I should have never gotten married because my wife is Mexican and never had anything. You know, she just completely had no idea what I was talking about most of the time. Had to explain the show as we were watching it.
Yeah.
I have that sometimes with my husband, though, because growing up, they really didn't watch very much TV. And he was usually out, you know, fishing or hunting or, you know, doing chores. He lived on a farm. And so it's take it. But, you know, we're both been kind of open to new experiences. And so, you know, that's been fun. And what he doesn't relate to, my kids do. There's, you know. And my friends, so that's nice. We just like, sometimes my husband will look at, I look at each other like, how did we even get together?
All right, Connie, pick a number between 50 and 1,000, or 2,000, I should say. Well, no, between 50 and 4,000.
Okay.
4,000. All right, between 50 and 4,610.
2,572.
Where's my random number generator?
It's called a magic 8-ball. Oh no.
Okay, Tom, pick same thing. Pick a number.
Between what?
Between 50 and 4,610.
365.
365? Alrighty. Let's see. All right, what was that? I need a calculator here. All right.
I wrote them both down.
Okay, good. Yeah, I'm going to need that in a second here. All right, what was the first number?
2,572.
And divided, or what's Tom's number?
365.
65. Let's see here. 3. Okay. Our magic number is going to be 21, so I got to find a video that has only 21 views.
Okay.
That's how we're going to do it. The one that, all right.
It's science. Not magic at all.
So, yeah. All right.
I'm an excellent driver.
Yeah. All right. I figure a video we could talk about is this one. It says, it's Packard Pokes at no H-bomb for you, North Korea.
Oh. Oh, how did we manage to be topical? with that one. That's funny.
It only has 21. It only has 21 views. So.
Wow.
So that's how we did this. We're going to talk about, this is how we decided what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about a video with only 21 views. We'll throw it in there somewhere.
Okay, you're going to throw it in there, all right.
We'll just throw it in there. I got to find it now. God damn it, I just had it a second ago.
I was going to say, do you know what number it is?
No, it's just the second mm-hmm. number. It's just Packard pokes at.
Well, I know, but you have a reference number for what show it is or what date it was. So.
I don't know. Let me find out.
Let me see if I can beat you to it.
It's in. That's when we had Finite Atticus on.
Oh.
There was no comments on this one. Doesn't show which. Let's see here. More actions. Transcripts. Statistics. I don't want to do that. I don't know which one that was. That's, let's see.
January 10th, 2016.
There you go. See?
See? What do I win?
Another 10 years on the show.
Oh, slightly less excited. Okay. Do I get Rice-A-Roni, the San Francisco treat?
Rice-A-Roni, the San Francisco treat.
It's a 16-minute video. Well, actually, almost. Yeah, 16 minutes and 18 seconds. Mm-hmm.
That's probably why it didn't have a whole lot of views. It was 16 minutes long.
Yes.
Yeah, that's something we need to work on too. Is we need to start getting these down to about 5 minutes, if at all possible. I may just.
But
start,
I'm hungry.
With the whole show?
Yeah. No. So no. Yeah, the whole show. I'll do the whole show in 5 minutes. No, I meant.
Yes. No. Maybe.
Maybe. No. Just 42. Each, 42. No. Each segment of the show. Each segment should be around 5 minutes long.
I know. Sometimes I think I almost do better if I don't study. I have less to say. God.
That's horrible.
Well, it just, I overthink it, and I just, I don't know. I'm so scared of dead air.
Yeah, I get that.
But Tom?
But that's why I try not to eat chili before the show, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Apparently, this is my most liked video yet, with nobody watching. Congratulations, Packard Sonic! Your video is now liked by nobody. At the same time.
I don't like you.
I don't like you anymore.
Oh, Joe was on.
Was Joe on?
Yeah. No. Sorry, Dave. You're damned. Sorry, Dave.
Oh, Dave.
It was Dave.
Dave,
you're damned. Oh, my gosh. Okay. I'd say I'm just looking at the video.
He was
right
on. That was on. That was on last week. He was on. He made that video of Trump coming after me because of my green screen. I had it like, oh. So.
So do you want? Well, you want me to save this for the Dropbox then?
Yeah, save that one for the Dropbox, and we'll do we'll do our highest rated video. We'll talk about those two things.
Okay, so the haunted house.
Yeah, the haunted house. Yeah.
Okay. Excuse me.
Get a clip ready or something for that too. So.
Do we have a title?
No. No, we don't have a title
yet.
We've abandoned the show completely. The no title show. I don't know.
How about the 400-pound turkey?
We did that.
The
Revenge of the 400-pound turkey. The turkey before the turkey show. The turkey show before the turkey. I don't know. I'm watching myself. This is very disconcerting to watch myself like this. This is so weird.
Revenge of the 400-pound turkey, Trumpocalypse.
Oh, damn. The orange turkey. The orange turkey.
400-pound orange.
The 400-pound orange turkey.
Trumpocalypse.
He's a turkey.
He's not necessarily 400 pounds, but, I mean, we have to have the number 400 in there somewhere. I don't know if someone can. I wonder if someone comments on this page here. I'm going to try something here.
Actually, if we put Trump in there, then it's going to lead like we're going to talk about that. Yeah. And we may or may not talk about that, so I won't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I won't suggest that. I liked Revenge of the. Well, Revenge of the 400-pound turkey doesn't have to be orange.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
The 400-pound turkey, stuff this.
Stuff the turkey.
No, stuff this.
Oh, stuff this turkey.
Oh, I'm looking at Chris's little art for the Catholic priest. Look, a dead fetus. I really like how he came up with that, because that was a tough one. We debated about that because we were like, we don't want to get flagged for this, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So, anyway.
Make sure he keeps it to something where we won't get flagged on it.
That's what he did. You know, it was like, okay. I think his solution was good. Really good.
Okay. So, I look forward to it.
It was from last week. Packard, I'm talking about something. I'm sitting here looking at my screen. I have the H-bomb thing. Right. And in my sidebar is like couple weeks shows.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Hillary equals baby with X's on his eyes and Trump equals. Yeah, so.
Oh, he came up with something different for that one.
Yes, he came up with a really good solution, and he's doing so great with that.
Yes, he's doing very nicely with those. I made a comment on there saying stuff this turkey. So on the video, I commented on my own video saying stuff this turkey, and I just wanted to see if it would come through the phone over here where I could see it on the phone. And yes, I can. So if you're watching this, you're going to have to go to facebook.com/packard.sonic. If you want to comment and you want me to see your comments, then you have to go there, because if you're sharing this somewhere else, I'm not going to see your comments anywhere else, because I tried to test one on the Packard Pokes at page, and it just sat there and didn't do anything. So I thought I'd do a nice fun test instead of saying test, because that's boring as shit. So I said stuff this turkey. So
talking turkey. Talk
turkey. Turkey talk. I suppose, you know.
Well, it gives us less talk.
We could talk about making turkeys. How to make a turkey. How do you make your turkey? From a can. Don't. I pops it out. I pop it out of the can and I throw it in the oven. How do you
my turkey is how do you hot sausage and hot peppers.
That's your turkey? You actually make a turkey with hot peppers and hot sausage?
Yes.
Oh. My wife is
Mexican.
Oh, okay. I actually cook a turkey breast. Last year I didn't do that. I think I made something else. And since I was alone for Christmas last year, I figured, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make ribs. And that's exactly what I did. I was alone, so I made ribs for myself.
And then you made a woman.
Yes. Out of the ribs. Then I made a woman out of the ribs. She was very bony.
Actually, the only thing I really have to make this year is about, I don't know, 6 dozen snickerdoodle cookies or so. Because we're
six
going to go
dozen.
To, well, he's still my nephew. He still calls me his aunt.
Uh-huh.
It's my ex-husband's, one of his nephews. My husband and I are going to their house for Thanksgiving dinner. So I'm like, yeah, that works for me.
Yeah.
So, well, we don't have to say anything about it being a turkey, but you want 400 in the title, correct?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Absolutely. Yes. I'm sorry. I was drinking. You asked me a question as I'm drinking water.
You can continue to drink. That's fine.
I'm going to start. I think I'm going to drink heavily on that night. Maybe. No, I can't. I got to
just say 400 turkeys. And the next one is 401.
Oh, 400 turkeys and counting. Well, actually, yeah, that'd be a good show title because that's how many
400
turkeys
make a flock you.
400 turkeys flock you.
Sorry.
Crystal's joined us. Hi, Crystal. She hasn't been on the show in a while.
Hi, Crystal.
It says she joined. She's on the page anyway. She's watching us.
Sweet.
Say hello, everybody. Say hello, Crystal. Or hello, everybody. Say hello, Crystal.
Hi, Crystal. Hi, sis.
She's stalking.
She's stalking you, Tom.
She's a beautiful stalker.
Yes.
Yes.
I have a question.
She goes, hello, y'all.
I'm going to have a, or should I have, or...
What's
pumpkin spice.
Wait, your audio broke up. What did you say?
So I'm going to have a beer. Should I have a maple Dunkin' or pumpkin spice?
It's got to be pumpkin spice.
Holiday beer.
Got to be pumpkin spice.
Please let me know what that tastes like.
Tastes like pumpkin spice.
Yeah. Sure it's got to
really?
Be pumpkin. It's got to be pumpkin.
Leinenkugel.
Leinenkugel makes those. You got to make a pumpkin spice. You gotta have a. It's gotta be pumpkin spice. Are you gonna be drinking? Are you gonna be drinking it on the show? Or are you gonna drink it right now?
Right now.
Oh well. Okay.
Trust me. I have some for the show too.
Oh, good. I would love to be drinking Friday's show, but I have to work in the morning, and I can't go in with a headache and alcohol in my system because something happens. Something happens, and I am screwed royally for the rest of my life. And as bad enough as it is, my life is screwed up as enough as it is. She's calling us silly. Which we are. So we got to come up with a name. Oh, by the way, we're gonna try at some point. We'll talk about that later. I guess it's not really a topic for this week. I guess. Have you not been able to get a hold of Paul then, or?
Not yet. He's there's been a few people that have not responded yet.
Okay,
I saw that he posted something today that he was busy, really busy with his new job or something.
Okay.
Go ahead, Tom.
All right, if he's busy, then... Okay, if he's busy...
Everyone who has responded has been busy.
Yeah, it's a busy month. We have to have our fucking 400 show on a month that's everybody's busy. God damn it all.
Just like last year.
Yeah.
It's a pattern.
Yeah, it's a pattern.
Must be ordained.
Yep.
Invisible Sky Daddy must be doing it. No.
Yeah, the Invisible Sky Daddy is moving my numbers to the same for the show there like that. Yeah, that's how that works.
Well, I'd mention that, you know, again, we can just talk about everything and nothing, but
Crystal
Kosh
is saying it's Allah. Crystal is saying it's Allah is doing it.
There you go. There you go.
There we go. I like that one.
tell Allah he needs to go take a nap on his prayer rug.
Yeah. Allah, go take a nap on your prayer rug. Get off my page.
That's right. That's right.
Stop stalking my show, Allah.
Nap time for Allah. That sounds like a children's book.
Oh my God. Nap time for Allah. Oh, that it could be a really rug. Funny anti-Muslim. That could be an funny anti-Muslim book.
I don't want to say anti, but I would say ironic.
Yeah.
I would like
to. So here is here
the title.
Take out
your prayer rug. It's nap time for Allah.
My God. Here is Allah. Here's Allah's rug. Allah, what are you going to do? I'm going to take a nap. Allah, what are you doing? This is how I take a nap. Your butt is up in the air. Well, this is how I nap. This is how my uncle taught me how to take a nap. Why are you pulling your pants down, Allah? Well, this is how my uncle taught me how to take a nap.
No. That's the priest. No,
yeah, that too.
No.
All right, so we're going to have just going to do a no topic, and we're just gonna talk about a couple shows then. A least popular show and the most popular show.
Right. Well, I think if you throw those out there, but if people just bring an item, sure. I don't know, do we want to just what's on people's minds, sure, and then just
or
have
you
that
know
as
and
any, like,
yeah, we can do that. And because you know it's a 400 show, I'd like to kind of surround us with ours, you know, a little bit. So I was thinking what you guys could do, since you guys are going to be on the show, why don't you guys pick a show that you guys really like, and we could talk about that too, and just tell me which one it is and I'll pull up a clip of it.
That sounds really good. I will consider that, and I'll let you know what I want, because I have a couple in mind, but I want to just listen to the audio again or look at the video again.
Sure.
And see.
Sure. How about you, Tom? You got a favorite that you want to watch or listen, or I could take a clip from, and get a time index if there's a special part of that show, because I don't want to do a whole video of a show, especially if it's like half an hour long or something. So.
I think about that.
What's that, Tom?
I'd have to think about that.
Okay. Yeah, let me know by tomorrow, because I can on Friday I can dig it up and I can get it ready.
But it doesn't have to be anything out of the entire library. If it's just something that for myself, I would just obviously pick something that I was more familiar with.
Okay.
So, that's a good idea. Show title.
Okay, we got to come on the show title now.
A flock of 400 turkeys.
Flock of 400 turkeys. Do turkeys flock?
No, flock of seagulls.
Flock of seagulls.
Exactly.
I believe that was the reference you were going for.
That is. It's a bit obtuse, though. I realize the phrasing is not really there. A flock of turkeys. Oh, a flock of turkeys.
Packard poked 400 turkeys. Oh my God.
Thanksgiving miracle.
Packard's been busy with 400 turkeys. Film at 11. The porn will be up later.
Packard flocks 400 turkeys.
Thanks.
Sorry.
Packard flocks 400 turkeys. Porn at 11.
What did you think I said?
That's exactly what I thought you said.
A dirty mind is a terrible thing to waste.
That's right.
Steel magnolias. Okay.
Is that where that comes from?
The quote I'm thinking of.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I recognize the quote. I just don't know where it came from, so.
I love you more than my luggage.
I think it originally came from, like, Mae West.
You know, Wildwood Claire, I don't know. She's from North Carolina, and she was saying how she really hates all of the Southern accents in the movie Steel Magnolias. They're really bad. And being from Washington, I'm like, I don't know. They didn't sound terrible to me. I'm not hearing it.
Speaking of hearing, what's that noise? What is that noise?
That's Fort Lewis.
Oh, okay. I was wondering what the hell was going on there.
They're bombing us. Yeah, so we must have triggered them.
Crystal says, Packard's flocking bunch of turkeys.
I like it, Crystal. I'm writing it down.
Got to come up with a show title. Any ideas, Tom?
400 turkeys, a Thanksgiving miracle.
400 turkeys, a Thanksgiving miracle. Has Chris come up with an idea for a graphic?
He said he was working on something.
Okay. I was just kind of wondering maybe if he had come up with something, so we might be able to, if we saw it, we might have a better idea. Or he's probably just waiting for us.
No, I think he's kind of waiting for us. I think that he might have something which has more to do with just a graphic of Packard and then 400 show, not top related. Something, and it's more of a background for the show itself that you put up on the screen. Was what he was thinking of. Go ahead.
400 pound turkey in the room.
I'm on a diet, thank you.
Try getting divorced. I've lost like 20 pounds.
I did get divorced.
You already tried that.
Yeah, I already tried that. I've been divorced now for 7 years. Thank you, Muchy Bear.
I've had to take to wearing suspenders because my belt, I can't get my belts tied up.
You gotta take a knife and you jab the whole extra holes in it.
Yeah. But I've got to get so much extra pants bunched up there.
Yeah, or either that, or you go to the store and you buy one of those belts that got like holes all the way from beginning to end. I've got a belt like that.
Yeah, no,
that are just the webbing ones where you adjust. There's no loop hole.
No, I'm going back to suspenders. It's nice to be able to take off your pants without having to undo them.
This week on Tom's Pants.
Crickets. Here, crickets.
Been crickets for a long time.
Thanks, Tom. There's an image I'm not going to get out of my head now. Thank you.
Oh, God. Oh.
This has been another week in Tom's Pants.
Oh. The Packard, the turkey, and 400 wardrobes.
Oh, no. Oh.
I'm writing that down.
Oh.
No, I know it won't get chosen, but
the show, the 400 show, the show that no one could name, 400, the 400th show that no one could name. There's the title.
400 titles. Oh, 400 ideas.
Or Crystal's
taking titles.
Off. She said, "Have fun." You silly lot. Take care. Just wanted to say hello.
Hi. Oh, good night, Crystal.
I don't know if she's still watching or not, but
400 ideas, no titles.
400 ideas, no titles. 400 shows, no titles. No title. Mm-hmm. 400 shows, no title. The off-topic topic.
I like that, actually.
Which one? The last one? The no topic topic?
The off topic or the no topic topic?
The off topic, no topic. The off topic topic show.
It And just actually hashtag 400.
Yeah. There we go.
And then colon the off topic topic dash topic show.
Yeah, there we go. And hashtag 400.
You want the hashtag at the front or the back?
At the bottom there, because you know how we do the colon and then we have the rest of the name? So we'll just do that then.
I'll need you to write it, I guess. I'm just not...
Let's see here. Let me get to...
Let's see here. Sorry. I'll...
Here, put it in the chat window.
I'm doing that.
And then I will retype it the way I was talking about. Whoa. Apparently, Skype has this thing where I can link out the Skype conversation to a whole bunch of people at one time. Yeah, just put a colon between that and number 400 at the end where it says show. Like this.
Actually, I think that...
Just like this.
Well, here. Sorry,
No, I was thinking more along the lines of this, actually.
Well, then...
Here, I'll put it in there, just like this.
Please. Thank you.
There we go. The off-topic topic show, the show that was 400.
Okay.
Wanted to go that one as a topic? Title, rather? Title?
Yes.
Okay. All right, there. Done and done. Okay, for our listeners, come to the show. It's at 9 p.m. Central Time, and we're going to play a few clips and about a minute. Find me a clip that's about a minute long, not even, or at least give me a time index about 1 minute long. So this way, and I will clip out that 1 minute, and then I will put it in there, and you can both pick out your best minutes from the 21, episode 20, the number 20, the No H-Bomb for You North Korea and the Haunted House show. Find 1 minute in both of those shows.
I'm sorry, I have to find it?
Yeah, both of you. No, both of you do. Both of you do. I want both of you guys to find 1 minute in that episode and the time and give me a time frame in each of one of those episodes as well.
Say that again?
All right, Connie, send Tom the link for the H-bomb one. Cause I can't.
Just a second.
Okay. Let's see if I can. Maybe I got it here. All right, here we go. Tom, can you? Are you in the chat window on your computer or are you on your phone?
Both.
Okay. All right. Hold on a second. Then I will send this here. I'll send it to Skype. This is the H-bomb one. No H-bomb for you, North Korea. There we go. All right. Find 1 minute in that one. And find 1 minute in, let's see here. Find the 1 minute that you like in that in that one there. Let's see here. Trying to find. Where is that damn thing here? Here we go.
Let's see.
Oops, that's not what I wanted to Here we go.
You're looking for the haunted house one?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
A notorious demon house, which we covered here. Shush, Packard, be quiet. Okay. All right, I will send you the link. Here we go. This is the haunted house one. Find 1 minute in each one of those videos that you really liked. The H-bomb one, that's going to be our turkey. And then the haunted house one is our best video that we've done. And then and you both pick a random video that you like.
Haunted house is the caviar.
Right.
H-bomb is the turkey.
Right. And to be honest, I'd rather eat the turkey than the caviar.
I've only had caviar a couple of times, and I really liked it. It tastes like smoked salmon to me.
I don't like smoked salmon, to be honest, so that's probably the reason why. And okay, the first time I ever ate it, apparently you're not supposed to let caviar touch metal because it makes it taste nasty, and we didn't know that. And my sister bought some, and we were like spreading it with that. And it's like, oh, this tastes as nasty as shit. So it could have been the fact that it was touching something there. So I don't know. But yeah, find a story that you want, any other video that you want, and then grab 1 minute and send me the time code for that. We have somebody else watching us. Hello, Claudio.
So since this is 400th show, big deal show. If you get your more popular guest, how about Steve Shives?
I think he's probably going to be busy, and
you don't sound enthusiastic.
No, well, I have reasons for that, and we had him on for Okay, Let's Talk once before already recently, and we got a lot of hate just because he was on with us. So,
well, it's unfortunate
it's unfortunate. It was a good show. No one didn't watch it. They just. It's like, oh, you got Steve on. Oh, my God. And they just didn't. It's like, did you even listen to the conversation? It wasn't about Steve at all in that. And it just went down.
Yeah,
really
I got that, too.
Yeah. So. And it's not that I don't like Steve, because, you know, I've had conversations. We still have an open channel with him. So. I just think that just right now the climate needs to calm a little bit more.
Yep. Actually, with Poisoning the Well, not to toot our own horn, but they were really impressed that, you know, we still talk with a lot of people, and we try to be very much, you know, very neutral and just be a place that people can come.
Yeah, we try to be as neutral as possible. So.
Mm.
How's that beer, by the way?
Just like pumpkin pie.
I'm gonna have to pick up some. I'm gonna have to pick up some now. If I had the money.
I'm trying to imagine the pumpkin pie that tastes also like hops.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that it's not very hoppy.
It is not.
Okay.
It's well. I mean,
Leinenkugel. Leinenkugel.
Leinenkugel. All right. The spices. I don't want to say heavy, but it's. It's not overwhelming, but it's overwhelming.
Tom's drunk.
Very, very prominent.
No. I'm just kidding. Tom's
interesting.
It's not too much, but it's
overpowering the basic flavor of most beers.
A beer, yeah.
Ah, okay.
When my daughter, I bought some, because they kind of like to do Angry Orchard. And I know she's not 21, but maybe I shouldn't be saying this, because this is going to be broadcast. But so bought Red's Apple Ale, and they have a seasonal flavor. It's a ginger flavor. And I thought, well, ginger can be very strong. I wasn't sure if it was going to be good, but she said, no, it tasted, and I tasted it too. It's actually really nice. It was... it was a good blend. And so, like you said, you know, you get, I was just curious. So, okay. Well, Okay, do you want me to go ahead and ask Kosh, or are we waiting on Paul?
No, go ahead and ask. Well, Paul said he's busy, so.
Okay. So we have Kosh, Godless Geezer.
Yeah, try to get a hold of Godless Geezer.
Steve actually said yes.
Who said yes?
Steve.
Which one?
Steve.
I reached out to a bunch of people, and Steve just replied.
Which
Steve? Steve Shives?
Yes.
Really? Oh, my gosh. That's awesome. That's fun.
I mean, I like Steve a lot. It's very unfortunate that he's drawing a lot of hate.
Yes, it is. And well, for just saying what he thinks,
right? It irritates me, yeah.
God,
unfortunately, there are a lot of people who, you know, just had this idea of what atheist me. I don't even know what it is. I don't understand it.
Mm-mm.
I mean, he's a guy who he says what he thinks, and I mean, I don't agree with everything he says, but I agree with basically his principles and what he's trying to do.
Yeah.
So the hate that he gets just seems stupid, but
yeah.
Well, he has people's best interest at heart, and I just don't know why that's a flipping bad thing.
Well, the people that didn't like him said they weren't going to watch us anymore anyway, so I don't really give a shit about those guys anyway.
Well, I don't know why we should. I realize
you're right, Connie. We have on who we like and who is willing to be on with us, and if somebody else doesn't like it, well, then they can go fuck themselves.
Because we should care more about just listening to a lot of different views. Sometimes I wonder if we shouldn't be inviting Christians on. If we shouldn't be reaching out more and actually trying to have discussions with people.
Yeah, well, that's something else we should probably talk about another time, is that maybe we should.
Yes.
This isn't generally supposed to be a debate show, but maybe. Another thing we could do once a month is maybe we could do open to a debate or something.
Right.
Have a regular debate on some point. I don't know. We have to find.
Because then we wind up with a vacuum. Are we talking in a vacuum? Are we
talking in a bubble? Right.
Exactly. A bubble. Thank you. I was trying to think of the.
I like my bubble. Although I do have papers all over the place.
I feel safe in my bubble.
My bubble does need a nice vacuuming though.
Packard's plastic bubble.
Packard's plastic bubble. Welcome, Packard's plastic bubble. Okay, Packard's
poking at Packard's plastic bubble.
Poking at my plastic bubble.
Writing that down. I'm going to write that down. Poking at Packard's plastic bubble. When we bring on guests who are actually theists or some kind.
The show that we actually debate someone who doesn't actually agree with us, and then and then we beat them to a bloody pulp when they and say.
Oh, there he goes again, Tom. You heard it. Bleeding him to a bloody pulp.
We bleed him to a bloody pulp with our words.
I'm actually writing down that word by that title, by the way. Poking at Packard's plastic bubble.
There you go.
I like that.
There goes my plastic bubble.
There you go.
Speaking of bubbles.
Bubbles.
I have not been drinking,
right?
I have not been drinking.
But we have.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah, I've been drinking.
Yeah. Anyway, speaking of bubbles, there is a local group here in the town where I am at, and it's actually an atheist group. I just went to the first meeting, as it were. It was just a kind of a meetup this last weekend, or it was a couple days ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was a couple days ago. I forget which. I got so much stuff on my screen here. I can't. There we go. Let me see if I can find it here. It's called. Come on. Jeez, come on. This thing here. It's a closed group. So if you want in, you have to send me a message. I'll send you a link in there.
Bastard. We have connections, Tom.
I have connections. It's, where the hell is it? Oh, it's, here it is. I never, fucking Facebook, I never know where the hell this thing is. It's called the Central Wisconsin Atheist Society.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, there's a picture of me at the Mexican restaurant with a group of other people.
Oh, that's somebody else that you should have on. Well, not so much have on, but
I'm going to be trying to get them to, or at least one or two of the other people to be on the show with us on a regular basis.
Yeah. Awesome.
You should have Lawrence Yufa on. He's an up and comer.
Yeah. They had a.
How do you spell his last name?
What's that?
I was asking Tom. How do you spell
Lawrence Yufa? Yufa. Just like it sounds. Yufa.
Tom, make sure you tell Steve to at the time that he's going to be on. So
yeah, because he's Eastern. I told him it's 10 o'clock his time.
Yeah, it'll be 10. Yeah, then tell him to be ready at 9:30 his time because that's we'll be calling him at 9:30.
Okay. All right. Well, that's exciting. I'm friends with. I'm sorry, what's her name again? Shoot. On Facebook, and it's really neat that there's that group out there. So you had a good meetup.
Yeah.
Good. It'd be really great if more of them wanted to be a part of this. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, there was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people there, including myself. So. Mm-hmm.
I wish I'd had more time to be drawing. She was wanting something for that group, and I don't know if they've actually found a...
No, they got something already.
They do? Yep. Oh, okay. Yeah, my time has just been totally botched on my end, and I felt really bad.
Yeah, so they got a shout-out for the show.
Good. Well, good.
So yeah. So if you're in the Wausau area, and you want to get into the Central Wisconsin Atheist Society,
yeah.
Just message me, and I will try to get you connected in.
What was that? 2 weeks ago?
That was.
The president, I guess, of the organization showed up at the show.
Yeah.
That's when I started following them on Facebook. And yeah. Things, so.
Yeah, we went to the El Mezical. It was the thing is though, it's a Mexican restaurant, and I had steak. Which they brought me a plate of a very, very thin steak. Very thin steak. And they didn't cook it the way they were supposed to. It wasn't, I'm not saying it wasn't. I'm not saying it was cooked bad. I'm not saying it tasted bad. It tasted okay. It's
overcooked.
It has to be.
I mean, they can't help it.
Yeah.
By the time you get it to temperature, it's overcooked.
Right. I wanted it a little pink in the middle, but the thing is so small. It was so thin. By the time you brought up the temperature, there was no way to not have it any other way.
Did you get fajita steak?
No, just a steak. Just a steak.
Okay.
I asked what it came with, and he said, it comes with a variety of mixed vegetables. I said, I just want corn. Just corn. Okay, so they brought me a thing of corn and rice, some kind of flavored rice. I'm like, I've got a plate full of steak, a small, very thin steak, and rice and corn.
Spanish rice with the tomato and the
no, there's no tomatoes onion. In. I no tomatoes.
Really?
No, it was just rice. It was just like some kind of red rice. I'm assuming it was some kind of flavored red rice. I don't know what it was. I don't know. My plate.
Which
was
is
gone,
really good with the beans. If you mix it with the refried beans,
I didn't have.
I like it that way.
Yeah, I didn't have. See, I don't eat Mexican food. I generally do not eat Mexican food. The thing was, if there hadn't been a steak on that menu, I would have ordered nothing, and I would have sat there with nothing in front of me.
That's just sad.
Yeah.
I probably should have
because I almost because of my
now
money.
Now I'm getting hungry.
I know.
because of my money.
I want some chips and I want some salsa and I want some beef.
I want steak.
Yeah, no, the reason why I was saying that is because I probably shouldn't have ordered it because I made two car payments on my car. And I didn't mean to do that. I was going to make one, and I made an extra one accidentally. And so I literally almost went into the red on my bank account.
Financial shock?
Yeah. So, yeah, financial shock, as it were. And I'm literally sitting at financial shock right now. So, almost. I'm literally like, I have like a couple dollars left on my name. So go to the... Packard's payday on where was that site again there? GoFundMe.
GoFundMe.
Yeah, the GoFundMe. Yes. Look for Packard's payday.
Packard's payday.
Yeah, and please make a donation because I really like to keep living indoors. I don't want to live in my car. I wish I was kidding. I'm not even kidding.
Indoors is overrated.
Yeah, it's indoors is more.
Not when you live in Wisconsin.
Not when you live in Wisconsin and not in the wintertime.
Actually, where I'm at right now this morning, I opened the door to let the cats in and out, and it was like, oh shoot, it's not. Why isn't there frost on everything?
Well, here it's supposed to be 70 tomorrow.
Yeah, that may be there. That's not here though.
And then Saturday it's supposed to be 40. Sunday's supposed to get snow.
Shh, that's a dirty word.
I hate the S word.
That's a four-letter word, Tom.
I
will not tolerate it. Four-letter words like that on this show.
See, I'm just happy that my wife has agreed that we can fire the lawyers and get divorced on our own, so that it's not going to cost $50 million.
There you go. There you go. Congratulations.
Of course, her lawyer's only focus. Her lawyer comes in. It's like, when am I going to get paid? Who's giving me money?
That's not a good lawyer. That's
no,
not a good. That's not a good.
Shit.
That's the shittiest lawyer. That's a shitty.
Of course, my lawyer has been sending me bills every 2 weeks.
What?
So.
Oh fuck that guy! God damn.
Well.
You're gonna need a lawyer just to go against the lawyer. I didn't talk to him for two weeks. He keeps sending me a bill.
My lawyer goes by the book. And apparently, the book needs to get lots of money.
My first husband and I did the divorce ourselves, and at one point he was threatening to get a lawyer, and I was really scared because I thought, there's no way, you know, that I could do that. But he was just posturing.
Yeah, well,
I'm always grateful that he didn't do that, and we worked it out ourselves, and actually it was better in the long run. But I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, well, the trouble is that I'm the breadwinner. I mean, I I made significantly more than my wife, so I have to pay everything.
Yeah,
I pay all the lawyers and all the court costs. I mean, everything comes to me. So I my focus was getting the hell out of court.
Yeah.
Because I mean, it's you know, I'm out of work. I'm dipping into my retirement to.
Wait a minute. Let me write this down. Retirement. I should have retirement funds. I don't. I'm going to be working until I die, and then I'm going to be. I'm still going to be in debt. Yeah. I'm going to still be in debt after I die. Yeah. They're going to prop my corpse up behind the wheel and say, "You drive around."
Well, my wife doesn't understand that she's cost basically our daughter's education. So I have to go back to work.
Education, divorces are like that. Some people are like that. Anyway, all right. So that's our title. So we've got a title, and
yes.
And you guys
what
have
title?
The off topic show, the show that was 400.
With
Steve Shives.
With Steve fucking Shives.
Stoked. Steve, I love loves to curse. Remember when his channel? Remember when his channel?
His channel used to be Steve. It used to be Steve loves likes to curse, but it's not
likes
that anymore.
Curse. Oh, likes to curse. Yeah, they were friends. They weren't in love. They didn't. They hadn't. You know, exchanged.
You know, I've
yet,
never heard.
So.
Speaking of cursing, I've never heard Weird Al even curse ever. They did this thing with John Oliver, and he was getting people saying "fuck you" 2016 or 2016, and he came on there. He's like, 2016, you're really disappointed me.
I thought that was so funny with Weird Al.
Sounded like he was about to swear. He's like, you really disappointed me. The man doesn't curse. I think he has serious mental issues.
I think
Weird Al's got some.
Nice guy.
He's got serious anger issues. He's got serious anger issues. If you don't curse, you have serious anger issues.
Oh.
I used to tell my wife.
No true Scotsman.
No, that's not doesn't fall under true Scotsman. That doesn't fall
okay,
under
but
true
it's
Scotsman.
A fallacy. I'm sure of that. Anyway, what Tom?
You gotta let it out.
That's right. No, that's not a fallacy. That's not a fallacy. There's a lot of studies behind that saying if you don't swear, you're keeping all that frustration pent up. He probably does swear. He just doesn't do it on camera because I think he mentioned one time he said that he does. He won't swear on camera. He will not because he's.
It's his persona. It's his public image,
yeah.
And he's maintaining that, which
yeah.
I can respect.
This
that.
Is my persona. I fucking swear on fucking camera because I have no. Because when I'm on camera,
I
have no
fucking swear.
I don't drink. I don't swear. I don't smoke. God damn! I left my cigarettes at the bar.
God damn it! I never curse God.
God damn it, I left my fucking cigarettes at the bar. So.
Somebody told me today that I need to ask, you know, you tell me, you know, I've got all kinds of evidence of God. You just have to experience it. You just have to ask God to reveal himself. I said, okay, I'll take that bet. And I went on and like, okay, fucking goddamn God, show your goddamn self and your goddamn shit. And like, did that do it? Did it? He hasn't revealed himself. Did you think
I heard this on another show that I was like, okay, I'm going to do the opposite. Instead of asking God or anything, I'm going to tell that motherfucker, you better show up with my fucking keys. I lost my fucking keys one day and I can't fucking find them. I said, God, you better fucking find my fucking keys or I'm going to fucking kick your ass. And sure enough, I find my keys. So God is really a pussy.
God is a coward.
God is a fucking coward. Oh my God! I better bring his keys back because oh my God, he's gonna kick my ass.
He's a cowardly lion.
He's all talk and no action.
Yep.
Just amazes me. People are like, God has revealed himself to me. I'm like, okay, maybe you forgot to take your medication. I don't know. I don't want to make any assumptions.
Because that make it acid of you an ocean.
What's your dosage?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can I have some?
Yeah. Anyway, we should close this out. We've been recording for almost an hour and a half. Anyway, if you want to come to the live show, it'll look a lot better than this because if you watch this show on Facebook and if you are watching it, you know, after the fact. This is really boring to watch just me behind the microphone with a big ass green screen behind me. So come over to the live show at 9 p.m. Central Time and you'll be able to see pictures of Steve and Connie. Well, you'll see a cat anyway, and you'll see Tom.
My big shitty grin.
And yeah, with Tom's big shitty grin. shit eating grin.
Yes.
And you'll see me as animated as always. At 9 p.m. Central Time. That is if my computer doesn't blow up. So, and be sure to donate over at either at patreon.com/PackardPokes. And if you like their second show, The Atheists, that's with an S, The Atheists, The Bible, and No Wardrobe, that's our secondary show. A new show will be dropping this Friday. So please check that show out. And if you like that show, please make a donation to that show. We're asking a minimum of $10 an episode. I post one episode a month on there. So if you want to make a donation for $10, that'd be great because, you know, right now we don't have anybody donating there, and we put a lot of time into producing those shows. I mean, sort of. I mean, we're reading the goddamn fucking Bible to you. God damn, that's got to be worth something. This way you don't have to fucking read it anyway. I mean, really. We're the ones doing the goddamn fucking work. You don't. All you have to do is sit there, relax, and laugh while we make fucking fun of this piece of shit garbage book.
Our livers are the ones taking the damage for drinking that we have to do to endure.
I listened to it again, and I was like, oh shit, I needed a drink. Why wasn't I drinking?
That or mental health.
You gotta help pay for the psychiatry we're gonna need later on. So. Please donate there, or that's at Patreon/ABANDNW, I believe, and that's at AB, I don't know. Just listen.
You believe in something, don't you?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Just Google The Atheist, The Bible, and No Wardrobe, and type in the word Patreon. You'll find it. Or you go to Packard Pokes on Patreon as well. That's patreon.com/PackardPokeSat.
Or go to Packard's Payday.
Or Packard's Payday on...
GoFundMe.
On GoFundMe, and then make a donation.
A one-time donation, or you could, you know, make a donation every month, or have an ongoing donation to help Packard keep the lights on. And,
yeah, I definitely need to keep the lights on, because my electric bill was due yesterday. Or today, I forget which, but I can't afford to pay it. I literally have no money to pay them with, so I'd be broker than a watch that's been smashed to bits, because you can put the bits back together. My bits are broken completely, so please donate. I'm in serious dire straits. And the fact is, I'm still managed to do the show somehow. I don't know. I can't
keep you going.
Yeah, it's. I don't know how I keep this show going, to be honest. I mean, I'm getting ready to start selling off my equipment here next, just to make my next car payment and my other bills. So, and that's gonna be happening pretty soon if I don't get some donations here, because I will have to shut the show down, because I'm gonna be have to sell fucking everything I own. Just to make my rent, and I don't want to do that. I really don't want to do that. I don't want to bring the show down like this, but it's goddamn necessary for people to know that. So, anyway, come to the live show Friday, and check out the secondary podcast, please. It's like I said, we're having fun with it. So, till then, have a good night, and come to the 400 show.
Good night.
Good night, and good riddance.
Good riddance. Oh no. Okay. Good night.
Good night.